Hello, masturbators. I've been getting a lot of questions about edging, especially from people that are just starting out. Especially because it is No Nut November, a lot of baiters are dabbling in the art of edging. And, you know, some people are just too sensitive for it, or maybe they have like erectile dysfunction or something that prevents them from really like getting an approaching orgasm, which is what edging is. It's about being as close to orgasming as possible, but not orgasming, like denying yourself that release in order to increase the sensitivity of your bait. Right. So one thing that you can do is something I like to call erection edging. I know it probably goes by a different name in other circles, but erection edging is where you masturbate, you get out porn or whatever that erects you, and you get to the point where you have a full erection. I'm talking 100% fully engorged, fully rigid, fully turgid boner. And so once you finally hit that 100% hard erection, you stop all stimulation. Sure, you can watch some porn or maybe think some sexy thoughts, but all physical stimulation needs to stop. And then you try to maintain an erection for as long as possible without touching it. So this can be very challenging for baiters that have erectile dysfunction or baiters that have a difficulty holding back an orgasm, particularly because as you progress through this erection edging exercise, you will become more sensitive every time you hit that 100% erection. And what this exercise is designed to do is you are essentially trying to mentally calculate and become more familiar with your body into feeling like what a full erection is, what does it feel like to approach orgasm, what does it feel like to have a 50% erection, what does it feel like to be flaccid. You know, you're just getting in tune with your body. And now, like, even experienced edgers, you know, if they do erection edging, you know, you can get to the point where it's very, very sensitive and very, very hard to hold back, especially if you're cum denying for extended periods of times, like days, weeks on end. And there are other forms of erection edging that you can do. It doesn't have to be from your main bait session where you like sit down and masturbate. It can be like throughout the day, right? Like when you go to the restroom, when you go to a urinal, you know, just try to like masturbate yourself hard and then put it back in your pants and then just see how long you can maintain an erection in your pants. Or you could be like working or doing something and you can try to give yourself an erection mentally, thinking really sexy thoughts, thinking about, you know, sex, thinking about masturbation, thinking about erection edging in order to get hard. And then just trying to see how long can you maintain an erection. Some people do like to use Kegels or pelvic floor exercises where you kind of clench your hole in order to make your penis bounce around. Like if you want, like try to make your penis like flex and jump without touching it with your hands or moving your hips, right? You can kind of feel the muscle like when you squeeze and the muscle will bounce around. This also will help you maintain an erection for erection edging. Another form of erection edging is more for the experienced edgers where you only touch your penis when it's erect. So that way, like you kind of will your penis to have an erection by either thinking about something sexual, either watching porn and waiting for porn to give you an erection, or just simply only touching your penis when it's erect. But that's more of a reverse of the exercise. I would first recommend, trying to only touch yourself when you're flaccid if you're extremely sensitive or if you're having trouble getting erections. You know, pleasuring your flaccid penis into having an erection and then just letting it go, letting the erection just die down. That's just a great way to just, you know, kind of tease yourself a little bit. So definitely give it a try. It's been a while since I've given edging advice, but you know, I am an experienced edger. I've been edging like for years now. So definitely try it out if you want to mix up your bait sessions. There's probably a lot of baiters out there that already do this. So like if you do already do erection edging, keep it up. But that's all for now. I'll see you later, masturbator.